Good morning. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1, verse 7. All have sinned, Romans 3, 23. Sin results in spiritual uncleanliness. Water and many other solvents are used to wash away physical dirt, but only the blood of Christ can cleanse us from sin. Many people do not understand how blood can take away sins. Sin is a rebellion against God. Thus, only God can determine how sins are forgiven. God has given blood as the means of atonement by which sins are forgiven. In Leviticus 17, verse 11, He explains, "The life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul." Atonement is satisfaction for an offense, resulting in the restoration of a broken relationship. According to the law, almost all things are purified with blood, and without the shedding of blood there is no remission, Hebrews 9:22. Under the Old Covenant, there was atonement through the blood of sacrificial animals. This prefigured the blood of Christ, who would bring the ultimate sacrifice for sin. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats could take away sin, Hebrews 10, verse 4. Not with the blood of goats and calves, but with His own blood, He entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. For the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Hebrews 9:12-14. Christ was qualified to pay the penalty for our sin because He was without sin. Since He was not under the same condemnation, He could voluntarily take our place, who Himself bore our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, 1 Peter 2:24. The blood of Christ is the blood of the new covenant. Jesus told His hearers, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats My flesh and drinks My blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For My flesh is food indeed, and My blood is drink indeed. He who eats My flesh and drinks My blood abides in Me, and I in him. As the living Father sent Me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on Me will live because of Me." John 6:53-57. The meaning of this mystery was revealed when Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed and broke it, and gave it to His disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is My body." Then He took the cup and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is My blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Matthew 26:26-28. Paul explained later, "The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ?" 1 Corinthians 10:16. Now we can better understand John's statement. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1, verse 7. We begin our walk in the light of the gospel when we are baptized into the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:13. Paul was told, "Arise and be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Acts 22:16. We continue to walk in the light by following Christ day after day, and we remember His blood shed on the first day of the week when we partake of the body and the blood of Christ at the Lord's table. Paul says that the Corinthians became weak and sickly if they did not partake of the Lord's Supper correctly, 1 Corinthians 11, verse 30. Friends, there is power in the blood of Christ. The old covenant was given to the people of Israel. The new covenant is for the whole world. To non-Jewish Christians, Paul wrote, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once afar off are now made nigh by the blood of Christ." Ephesians 2, verse 13. Under the old covenant, only the high priest could enter the most holy place in the temple. Under the new covenant, every Christian may approach God in the heavenly sanctuary, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which He consecrated for us, through the veil, that is, His flesh. Hebrews 10:19-20. Jesus suffered that He might sanctify the people with His own blood. Hebrews 13, verse 12. Having been made holy by the blood of Christ, we may boldly approach God's throne of grace. The blood of Christ is the ultimate proof of God's love. God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. Romans 5, 8 and 9. He loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. Revelation 1, verse 5. God proves His love by the price He was willing to pay for our salvation. Conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold from the aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. 1 Peter 1, 17-19. The church was purchased by the blood of Christ. Acts 20, verse 28. The grace of God is demonstrated by the blood of Christ. We are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by His blood through faith. Romans 3, 24 and 25. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. Ephesians 1, verse 7. The blood of Christ frees us from Satan and places us in the kingdom of God. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. Colossians 1, 13 and 14. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ have come. For the accusers of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. Revelation 12, 10 and 11. Because of the blood of Christ, we may stand in white before the throne of God. Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, Who are these arrayed in white robes, and where did they come from? And I said to him, Sir, you know. So he said to me, These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Revelation 7, 13 and 14. And they sang a new song, saying, You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation. Revelation 5, verse 9. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ His Son cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1, verse 7. What did Jesus accomplish in His death? Revelation 1, verse 5 says, To Him who loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. It is the blood of Jesus that cleanses people from their sins. Jesus shed His blood when He died on the cross, John 19, 34. In order to be cleansed of sins, how does one contact the cleansing blood of Christ, which He shed in His death? Romans 6, 3 says, Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? When one is baptized into the death of Christ, it is then that one contacts the cleansing blood of Christ, which was shed in His death. And as Saul of Tarsus was told in Acts 22, 16, And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. So the Bible says that when one is baptized, that his sins are washed away. Also, as we saw in Romans 6, 3, one is to be baptized into Jesus Christ. According to the Bible, the only way one gets into Christ is to be baptized into Christ. Romans 6, 3 and Galatians 3, 27. There is no other way to get into Christ. What is the advantage of being baptized into Christ? Why should one be in Christ? We read in Ephesians 1, verse 7 concerning Christ, In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. It is only those who are in Christ by being baptized into Christ, Romans 6, 3, who have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, Ephesians 1, verse 7. All others have not been redeemed by His blood and have not been forgiven of their sins and are still lost. On January the 26, 2005, a California train derailed, killing 11 people and injuring over 200. About 6 a.m. that morning, a Metrolink commuter train struck a sports utility vehicle parked on the tracks in an aborted suicide attempt in Glendale. The train derailed and struck another Metrolink train. One of the 200 injured was a 44-year-old man named John Phipps. Phipps said he normally wouldn't have taken the train that derailed, but he had been called to work early at an aerospace plant in Burbank. He remembers sitting upstairs in the double-deck car and going to sleep. The next thing he remembered was waking up, feeling mist falling on his face and seeing smashed bits of the train. He touched the back of his head and then looked at his hands, which were covered with blood. He called for help but got no immediate answer. Trapped under the debris, he waited for rescuers. At one point, Phipps said he reached out and touched an upended train seat that sat right above him. Believing he was dying, he found himself leaving a message with his own blood. The message was to his wife and children. He wrote, I love my kids. I love Leslie. His rescuers came on the scene minutes later and saw the message. Fire Captain Robert Rosero said, I've seen some gruesome things on this job, but that moved me. My only thought was, I have to get that seat to his wife and to his kids. His wife said about the message, Hallmark is never going to top that. It's moving, it's thoughtful, and it's chilling all at the same time. The story of John Phipps and his message written in his own blood is a moving one. But there's another moving love story written in blood. The love of Jesus Christ for a lost world. Due to our sin, you and I are pinned under the condemnation of sin with no hope. But Jesus came to our rescue. In order to save us from our sins, Jesus had to shed his blood as payment for them. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, Ephesians 1 verse 7. The blood of Jesus redeems those who accept his offer of salvation by believing in him. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? Asked the Philippian jailer. And they said to him, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Acts 16:30-31. Then, turning from sin in repentance, Acts 17:30-31. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, by confessing him before men, Romans 10:9-10. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And, being baptized or immersed in his name for the forgiveness of sins. Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The blood of Jesus will continue to cleanse those who continue to walk in the light of his word. 1 John 1:7. With his own blood, Jesus demonstrated his great love for you and for me. The message is moving, it's thoughtful, and chilling all at the same time, and is the means of our salvation, if we will accept his gift on his terms. Won't you respond to his great love through your loving obedience? If there's any way that we can help you, would you please let us know? And until next week, may God bless and keep you.